You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Simon Antrobus here on RNIB Connect Radio to find out what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Simon, and thank you for joining me this week.
Hi, Toby.
I must begin by asking you, Simon, whether you did make it to visit the Gold Medal RNIB Talking Books Garden at the RHS Sandringham Flower Show this weekend, as what an amazing garden it was, and some fantastic comments and feedback from visitors too.
I did indeed, Toby. I went along with my wife and our granddaughter, and we had such an amazing time. Let me tell you, it is so important that we show up in these places and spaces. I thought two things. One, that the garden itself and the design was so impactful. I think, you know, our conversations with the designer had identified the importance of being able to understand a garden from a tactile and audio point of view, the kind of flowers and plants you might put in place, how you move through that, the reflection of the garden in terms of talking books and celebrating talking books was just amazing. And then also the sense that this is a recognition of the support we get from people who make a donation through a will and their legacy. It was just amazing. And for us to, I'm not surprised, you know, we won awards for it. It was a very special thing. And, you know, it moved a lot of people, which, and I was only there for a short period of time, just on the Saturday. And as I could see people moving through the garden, you could see how much emotion it brought to them. So, you know, I think it's such a valuable thing that we've done and a really important profile raising activity. I mean, we ended up on Gardener's World. We've won awards. It's been celebrated across social media. You know, so that's a really important thing for us to do. I was delighted to be there and very proud of what we've done as RNIB.
Saturday, the 1st of August, marks the 10th anniversary of the NHS Accessible Information Standard, and a decade later, we are still calling on the government to make the NHS Accessible Information Standard mandatory and fully implemented, which seems quite shocking sort of 10 years on, doesn't it?
It's a sad reflection, isn't it, of, in some instances, the value people put on accessibility. And for 10 years to have passed and us not to have made much progress is really disappointing. So we recognise that accessible health information is so important to blind and partially sighted people. We've recognised that. We've spent the last week doubling down on why it's so important. And some of your listeners may already know that Anna Tyler, our brilliant chair, is championing this whole principle of accessible information and is leading the way in terms of holding the government and the NHS to account in this space. It's so important that we get this right. As I say, it's sad that we've not made the progress we should have made as a country, but I'm really pleased that we are not letting anybody off the hook in this space. If we want people to lead happy and healthy lives, then getting that accessible information on a health basis is so important. So we'll continue with that. As I say, it's sad that we've not made the progress as a nation, but it's really important that we continue to focus on it as RNIB.
Well, we must end by celebrating the great achievements and successes by all of the visually impaired athletes taking part in the 2026 Commonwealth Games in Glasgow this week, with a bit of a nail-biting final in the bowls earlier this week, with a gold for Scotland, silver for England and bronze for Wales, and in the swimming, a gold and silver for Stephen Clegg for Scotland. And as we record, there's some great action out on the track for the paracyclists in the Sir Chris Hoy Velodrome, and more happening this weekend too, but some great successes so far.
Absolutely. And it just goes to show what you can achieve. So, you know, I'm so pleased that we focus on the fact that sport and engagement in activity is a critical part of anybody's life. And that shouldn't change at all if you're blind or partially sighted. And that competition in sport at the elite level is equally important. And look, this brings real opportunity for blind and partially sighted people to make a contribution in sport. But I think the other thing that's so good about this, Toby, is that it adds a level of drama, doesn't it? I can't tell you how much I enjoy watching sport, any sport, and I'm so pleased that we can do the same when it comes to disabled people. And there's no difference in terms of the competition. People want to win, they're up for it. There's a chance to be recognized in terms of your gold, silver, or bronze, but equally just contributing in that space. It's so important. And it's so important that it plays out and that people are able to see these fantastic athletes playing a part in the sport that they really love. So great to have that this week as well.
Well, you can hear some of the athletes after they've won most of their races here on RNIB Connect Radio. And you will also find a wide range of information and advice on living with sight loss on the RNIB website. That's rnib.org.uk. And you can always call the RNIB helpline for advice on 0303 123 9999 or use your smart speaker to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, thank you so much indeed, Simon, for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.